review of the Likutei Sichos Chelek Yud. This is volume 10 and the first Sikha of Chai Yisorah. We see
that
Avram Avinu didn't want to just accept a gift, the Baris Machpelah, that they offered him. And he insisted that he's going to pay the full price. And he wanted to make sure, even though, as the Rebbe will bring out in the Sikha, that even though he had rights to it, he could have taken it. It belonged to him really, in essence, and he didn't really have to pay for it. Yet he wanted to make sure that it's going to be totally his. And the Rebbe brings a lesson for us in our service to Hashem, that even if we think that we accomplished and we earned. What we get, we should always know that there is more, and we shouldn't try to get away with what we already have. We pay the full price, do the right thing, and that way we'll be really accomplished, like by Avraham and also David. So first we're going to do the Rashi Sicha on the Pasuk. So look it up in the Parsha, and the Perek of Gimel Pasuk Tes. So here we see that he is saying to the Bnei Ches, what he's asking them to them. They say, you know, whatever plot you want, you're going to get. So he says specifically, V'yitan li es ma'oras ha-machpelo. Goymer, I want to have the ma'oras, the cave, the machpelo. And he also says, Goymer, and then he says, B'kesef mole yitinenu li, I want to pay the full price for it. Kesef Mole Yitnenli. What does Kesef Mole Yitnenli really mean? Full money, give it to me. What is full money? So Pirush Rashi. So look at the Rashi. So what does Rashi explain? Rashi says, Kesef Mole Ashalim. With full money, I will pay. Kesef Mole, says Rashi, Ashalim Kol Shovye. I will pay all of its value. Ashalim kol shavi, apozvav. And Rashi says, we also find in another pasuk, when David HaMelech came to buy the place of the Beis HaMikdosh, to purchase it from Arvoina. So in Divrei HaYomim Aleph, in Perek Aleph, pasuk Chof Aleph, and then Chof Beis Chof Dalet, so over there, David said to Arvoina, he said to him, "Bekesef Moli." Same exact lotion, full kesef, kesef Moli. Over there too, he offered to give it. He says, "No, he wants to buy it for the full kesef Moli." So the Rebbe is going to ask here many questions, and like I told you in the past, the more questions we have and one answer answers them all, that proves that the answer is actually the correct and proper way to learn the Rashi. So the Rebbe asks the question, two questions. Number one, why is Rashi emphasizing saying Kesef Moli? What does Rashi say? Kol Shavye, the worth, all of its worth. That's the simple meaning. We don't need Rashi to tell us that. The simple meaning, Kesef Moli means I'll pay for the entire value. And then Rashi brings a proof, it seems, also by David. So how would that be a proof? Over there it says exactly the same lashon. It says Kesef Moli. So if Kesef Moli means something else, or maybe it means something else over there too, how does the proof from David HaMelech prove to us over here? So the Rebbe says, really, one can say maybe the whole lashon, the language, what does it mean? Kesef Moli, full money. Moli only fits something like when you have a dish, you have a vessel. A vessel could be full, could be empty. Like we find, for example, by Rivka, when she filled up the, it says, Vatemale Kado. She filled the jug. So a jug could be empty, and a jug could be full, so she can fill the jug. Or when you talk about the pit in which they threw Yosef in, what does it say in the pasuk? Haboy reik, the boy was empty, so there was nothing in there. So you can be empty or full. But when you talk about money, it's more fitting not to say full money, it's more to say either whole money or money that is lacking, or lot of money or little money, but not the language of full. What does full money mean? Money is not something that you fill. So what Rashi is really trying to say, no, I find in another place, by also by Darvoina over there, it says Kesef Malay. It used to mean that by Malay could mean, instead of saying whole money, we would say Malay, filled money. It's just like saying complete, all my whole money. But it's Rashi finds another proof for that this is the language. But the Rebbe says if that was the case, Rashi should have said v'chein b'dovid. So we find by David. Rashi says v'chein dovid dovid l'arvoina. As Rashi says also v'chein b'yoina b'kam b'koinus b'yoina, which means we find it somewhere else. So what Rashi doesn't seem like he needs a proof. He doesn't say, oh, we find this language because we find it by David. This is in Bayeruchov Beis, with the Rashi uses Lashon of B'yoina. Same thing is number two, since Rashi's intent, according to this explanation, is just to explain, to show that we find the word Kesef Malay. I mean, in other words, Rashi is not trying to tell you what Kesef Malay means. Rashi is just trying to find why we're using a Lashon of full money when it's with regard to Kesef. So Rashi should just start off V'chein David, just to say, well, we find it. Why does Rashi have to bring down the interpretation Ashalim kol shovye, that I'll pay all his value? Because now we're saying that this is obvious that he said that he's going to pay the whole value. The issue is, Rashi's trying to answer how come it says the word moly versus shalom. Rashi said, we find that. So why does Rashi have to say, start off in saying kol shovye, Ashalim kol shovye? Rebbe further asks another questions, a few more questions, two more questions, which is, why does Rashi also have to say the word Ashalim? If Rashi is just quoting and saying Kesef Malay, he should have said Kol Shavya. Why does he have to add I'll pay? Ashalim Kol Shavya, I'll pay? I mean, this is not the issue, what he's paying. The issue is the language that Kol Shavya. And also, when Rashi brings the proof, Rashi says, and so David said to Arvoina. Why does he have to say David said to Arvoina? Should have said V'chein b'David v'kesef moly. We have the same language. Why is it negeya to say David says to Arvoina? So these are all the questions that we have if we learn the Rashi simply as Rashi is trying to explain why is it say kesef, what is the meaning of v'kesef moly, and what. So these are the simple things. But the Rebbe explains that at first, when we look at the first question, what is the meaning of Malay that Avram was saying to him that the money that he was giving him would be full money, which means they wouldn't be lacking in the weight. Meaning, in the olden days, you know, you could easily cheat somebody because it was really by silver or gold, how much it weighs. So you say Kesef Malay means to say that they're going to be full weight. They're going to be like, so if I say a shekel, you know, had the weight, it's going to be a shekel. Whatever he weighs, it's going to be. There's also the interpretation of the Yerushalmi. He says kintarim, which means sometimes in certain places they take all kinds of money, like currency. But when you give like good, large shkolim, they take them everywhere. That's something that's very good type of currency. People take that everywhere. That's the meaning of a Kesef Molid, that is going to be, the money is going to be good money. And Rashi say no. It doesn't mean that the money is going to be good, but in other words, we're not describing here what kind of a money it's going to be, but we're actually describing here how much the value of the field. That Avram was saying, a full mole, I'll pay the full price. Not a full kind of, not that the currency is going to be full, a complete currency, but rather that the price is going to be a full. Which means that Avram said, I'm going to pay the entire value of the field. That basically it means that the amount that I'm going to pay is going to fill the entire price. Whatever the price is, it's going to fill, it's going to cover it all. So why does Rashi say so? Because look what it says in the Pesukim afterwards. That we see that when he asked Avram, asked the Bnei Ches, they should give him the Maris Machpelah, the Kesem Molei, he was coming to negate, what they said to him. What did they say to Bnei Ches before? What did the Bnei Ches say to him? They say to him, Nisi Alikim Ato Besuichenu, you are a prince. Basically offering it to him the field for free. Because what did they say? Nisi Alikim Ato Besuichenu, you are a prince, a godly prince amongst us. B'mivchar Kvareinu Kvair, in the choicest of our graves you can bury. Lo yichle mecha goyim, nobody will stop you from burying your dead. So which means, they wanted him to take this without pay, they wanted him to take it for free. So what does Avram answer them? That he's not agreeing. What does he say? He said, because of Molly. So what Rashi says, that means that he's going to pay. It wouldn't be fitting to say, what is he going to tell them? Because of Molly, I'm going to give you good coins, large shkolim. So Avram's response, what kind of shkolim he's going to give it, does not answer the argument of the Bnei Ches that they want to give the field for free. What are you answering them? You're going to give good shkolim. Only after Avram says, okay, I am going to pay for it, then he can say, talking about the money itself. But we don't find anywhere first saying, no, I'm going to pay for it. What are you starting to talk about? What kind of a shkolim you're going to give? First you have to talk about it and tell us that you're paying for it. So that's why Rashi doesn't just say the words kol shavyei, but he adds the word ashalim. Because basically Rashi is saying this is not free. This is a payment. Because this tells us why Rashi has to explain it this way. Because here we're talking about payment. However, the Rebbe says, one can still argue and say, listen, Enoch and Ami doesn't answer directly. They say free, and so he has to say, I'll pay for it. But one can argue and say, when Avram answered them, Kesef Mole, that he's going to give large shkolim or complete monies, so it sort of includes automatically his refusal to take it for free, because he says, I'm paying. So even though he's not saying first, I'm paying for it, and then saying, I'll pay you large shkolim, just by saying, I'll pay you large shkolim, that already includes that he's paying for it, because you're giving large shkolim. That means that there's already payment there. So in order not to say that pshat, Rashi therefore adds, V'chein David, Amar larvoinu b'kesef molid. That's also David. So Rashi is not trying to find another place where it says kesef molid. But Rashi is trying to strengthen his interpretation in the words kesef molei, that it means we don't want a free gift. Rashi wants to show that kesef molei means to refuse a free gift from what it says in Divrei Hayomim with regards to David. What is the reason why David wanted to play for the goyden that he bought from Arvoino? Why did he want the goyron? That is where he held his stock, his grain, and everything else. That we. So, why did he say to what kesef molei? Why did he say? So over there in the pesukim it says, he says, "I am not going to take what belongs to you." He says in the pesukim, "Kiloy eso asher l'chol Hashem." I'm not going to take what's yours for Hashem. Behaolus oilachinum, and I'm going to bring up oilus free. In other words, it's not going to cost me anything. I'm not going to do that. So, what was their kesef molei therefore? That when he said kesef molei, means basically I'm going to pay the entire value. That's Rashi's prove that when you say kesef moli, it means he didn't want it for free. He wants to pay for it. And that's why Rashi says, chein David omer larvoina, because Rashi wants to show you that we're talking about the subject over there, which means, well, the reasoning, why is he saying David tarvoina? Because that proves to Rashi that the meaning of kesef moli is not large coins, but that means that a full pay for what he owes him. The Rebbe gives another interpretation. Because according to this first interpretation, basically, the reason Rashi says that David said to Arvoina, according to the first interpretation, is just to show you that the subject matter, but we're not specifically in these words, David and Arvoina. It's just the subject matter according to the first interpretation. But the Rebbe said there could be another question. What is Taka the reason that Avram wanted to buy the field and the cave? Dafke, he wanted to pay full money. But he was able to take it without pay. He had the right to it. Hashem told him, Lizaracho, etenes oretz hazeh. Azoi said, give it to your seed. So why didn't he take it? So Rashi answers, so we see David saying to Arvoina, kesef moli. So from there, we'll understand over here, why is it that Avram insisted to pay full? David HaMelech, since David was a king, so that's what we're mentioning, David, he conquered Yerushalayim from Arvoina, who was a king. Conquered. When a person conquers, he merits the entire Yerushalayim because he conquered it. So he had the rights to Yerushalayim because he conquered it. And yet, when it comes to build the Mizbeach, it wasn't sufficient with the rights that he had by conquering it. And also not even Arvoina wants to give it to him, but he wants it to be his by purchasing it with full pay. So why is that? So David says, the reason is, we're learning from there. Why did David say? He says, Kiloi eso asher loch. I'm not going to take yours. But what does it mean, I'm not going to take yours? He says, as loch loch l'Hashem ba'al l'shalichinom. I'm not going to take yours, and I'm going to bring to Hashem a gift free. Why does it mean that I'm not going to take yours? How is it yours? But David already conquered it. Which means like this. If David would have taken the goyim to build the Mizbeach from Arvoina, only because it's his, because it's kibush, because he conquered it, so that doesn't negate completely King Arvoina's connection to that goyim. Furthermore, even if Arvoina gives it as a gift, which means he gives him that little bit of connection that he has to that goyden, still, that goyden still remains asher l'cho, it's yours. Arvoina still has some sort of a hold, some sort of a right in that goyden. He says, ki lo yas asher l'cho, I'm not going to take what's yours, it's still something you. So therefore, David paid the full price, all of it, in order to remove any rights that Arvoina had, totally. So he should have no hold, and he should have no connection to the Mizbeach and the Karbonis. From there we learn for Avram, same thing is by Avram. Avram did not want that the cave, that he's going to bury Sarah, he's going to be buried there also. Also the other fathers and the mothers, they are buried there. He didn't want it should remain any connection at all to Ephraim, in order that his name is on it, or similar, and therefore he refused to take it, even though he had the right. And even a free gift, he didn't want to take it. But he paid the entire value of that. So what do we learn? The wondrous parts that we have in Rashi, which we can learn also for other parts of Torah, not only in the simple meaning. Through Rashi's comment, there is an answer and a question that we can answer in the in Halacha. In the Gemara, there is a question: how do we know that you can purchase property by giving money? And the Gemara learns it out. There's a pasuk that it says, "Sodois b'kesef yiknu." In a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Mem Dalet. Over there, the pasuk says, "You purchase fields with money." So you see that money you can fill. Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos comments, "How come we don't bring the pasuk of Ephron? Because we see here that Avram bought the field from Ephron with kesef." And Tosfos answers, because from this pasuk we think maybe we're talking about a non-Jew. A non-Jew, there's no other way of kinyan, only kesef. So maybe that's why you can be kind of a kesef. But we're bringing a proof that even from a yid, you can be kind of with kesef, you can be kind of with money. That's why we bring the other pasuk. But the Rebbe says, based on our explanation, there's a very simple reason why we can't learn from this pasuk. Because besides the fact that you wouldn't know from this pasuk the main kinyan kesef, when we say you buy property, you acquire property with kesef, you don't have to pay the full value. Just you give a pruta, you give a coin, you give kesef, you're koinet. But you wouldn't know that from our pasuk because Avram paid the full price. But the kinyan kesef is just as a acquisition, gives the power of acquisition. So in addition to that, this that Avram gave kesef to Ephron was not in order to acquire it, because it belonged to him in Adin, it belonged to him, it was acquired to him already. It was the only reason that he bought it, is that it should not have any connection to Ephron, even though it's not his, he's not his field, he didn't want him to have any connection to the field. So how could you learn out a kinyan kesef? You can't learn out over there. Over there, there's a regular kinyan kesef. Here, this is not a regular kinyan kesef. It's just to remove any connection that he has. So what could we learn a lesson in Yoyin Shul Torah from this Rashi? So it says in the Zohar that mitzvahs need to be done not empty and not for free. Because when you do mitzvah for free, you don't get, it says in the Zohar, you don't get the Rucha de Kedusha, you don't get a spirit of holiness if you do it, if you get it, you do it for free. If it doesn't cost you anything. Which means, on the other side, on the negative side, Zelu Mazeh, when we talk about the Klippas, over there in Mitzrayim, things are free. Like the Pasuk says, when the Yidden were complaining, they want to go back to Mitzrayim, and they said, "Oh, we remember what we ate in Mitzrayim. Over there it was chinom, it was free," which means that in Mitzrayim, things are free. But the Zohar says, you have to put in effort as needed, according to your koiches, and you have to pay a full price for the mitzvah that you're doing. You can't just go ahead and just get it for free. And that's why Rashi explains that Avram says, "I'm going to pay the entire price." And David also said to Arvoid of Kesef Molim, he says, "I'm not going to bring up oilos free." And the same thing was Avram Avinu with the mitzvahs Gemilas Chasodim, that he fulfilled it in a way that he put an effort in it. Bagar Shlim, with full pay. He paid the full price, Kesef Molim. So what does it mean to us in our service, spiritual service of each and every one? Men, women, boys, girls, what does it mean to us? Our avoda is to sort out and to refine. By doing Torah and mitzvahs, when we serve Hashem with Torah and mitzvahs, we sort out, we refine the world, the place that we find ourselves in. And we make it into a place where Hashem is. So what is the intent over here? that this should be acquired to the person. How is the person going to acquire it? By being particular, by paying and working an effort, not just, you know, you pay the price to make this, that you own this part, to make it into a mokim, a dinner for Hashem. You gotta work very hard to make it a mokim for Hashem. A person shouldn't say in his heart, oh, I'm naturally smart. The Torah was given to me as a gift. I can easily understand Torah. It's also, I am very easy for me to do mitzvahs because my Yetzer Hara, my Nefesh HaBahamis, they don't disrupt me so much. So, why do I have to work hard? What do I have to labor? That's not me. That's why we have the instruction from Avraham and David. They did not want to buy it or acquire it for nothing. Even that which they deserve. And even that they can take it easily. Could have taken it easy, not to come with money. But rather they paid the entire value. Which means that also one who can learn Torah and fulfill mitzvahs without any effort and work, yet, in order to sort out the portion of the world so that it should totally leave the dominance of the klippa and should be a blessed for Hashem, a dwelling place for Hashem, blessed. It should come through effort, through labor, and through hard work. And when you do that, then you actually reach the level of Arba Meyes Shekel Kesef Over LaSoicher. You got the 400 Shekel Kesef Over LaSoicher. That represents Tof Omen, those are 400 words, the Kisufim. Kesef means of yearning. That was Avraham. Those are the 400 worlds, spiritual world of the lights. The Yarsi Tzadiki Laomadosi deserves says that those are the Tzadikim inherit the world to come. They get the revelation from the level of Sevu Kalalmim to Va'amich Kulam Tzadikim. This is in the Sikha, Parshat Chayei Sora, Tof Shel Choftes. And Tavshin Yutes.